Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I'm joined with my guest, Minister Jamal Robinson. Welcome. How are you?
I am doing all right. I'm doing all right.
That's good. I'm so elated and honored to have you here on our program this morning to encourage our listeners. And the reason why I'm so happy about that is because you're a young minister. In the time that we're living in today, we need great examples to the world showing that God is still who he says he is. Welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me.
Minister Jamal, can you share a little bit about yourself with us?
I grew up in Lorain, Ohio. I still currently live in Lorain, Ohio. I am a member of my father's church, City of Deliverance International Ministry in Lorain, Ohio, where my pastor is Bishop Stevie Robinson, and I am currently just a minister. I used to be the praise and worship leader and the minister of music, but I am letting go of some of those things so I can help him out in the ministry. I have two older siblings. And they are actually the ones that came back to my father's church and took me away from the minister of music. My brother is now the minister of music at my father's church.
Okay.
And my sister is now the praise and worship leader.
Okay.
And I have three younger siblings. My little brother, he is the drummer, and I have two twin sisters, and they're the praisers of the church. So
Okay. Anytime
we got shout music, they somewhere dancing.
That's awesome.
I am a musician. When I'm called, or if a musician isn't there, I will step in. If the praise and worship leader isn't there, I will step in. But I'm just a vessel just being used by God every Sunday. So it doesn't even matter where he wants me at. That's what I'm currently doing, what I have to do, just doing whatever I have to do.
Yeah, I can attest to that. I'm a PK too, and you can do, at that time, you have to do everything, sing, play. I do that. I do everything. So I can agree and attest to what you're saying on today. Can you share with us, we may have some young people and older people listening, but I want you to share with us what it's like being saved in this time right now.
In this time, being saved, I feel like it's prevalent with everything going on with our government, with this COVID. Being saved right now is probably the first thing everyone needs to make sure they are being saved, because at the end of the day, like, if we want to make it to heaven, we have to be saved. That is a mandatory thing. Like, we have to be saved.
So true. And in this time of pandemic that we're going through, can you share with us some of the things that you have dealt with, some of the obstacles? Because I'm going to tell you, all of us are going through right now. And how has God brought you through and bringing you through?
Well, to be like completely honest with you, everyone is tempted every day. I'm tempted a lot to just, do things that really aren't of God. But, what always keeps me grounded in the Word is, because we're all tempted with sin on a daily basis. But His Word tells us that even though we are tempted, He will provide a way of escaping. Just me being tempted, me being young first, like me being young and just knowing what the young people that are not saved are doing and seeing how, enticing and kind of fun it could be. Sometimes I kind of want to get out there and do what they're doing, but I know I can't because I have a calling on my life, and I can't just be out here just doing in and everything that everybody is doing. And I understand, like, sometimes we might fall into temptation and we might commit sin, but I'm glad that we serve a God that if we go to Him and repent, like, He will forgive us. And also understanding that, we live in the world. The Bible says, we are of the world, but we don't have to be of the world. We don't have to do the worldly things. We don't have to drink or smoke or do anything like that.
Amen. That is so true. I want you to explain, too, how important it is for the young people to have a prayer life in the time that we're living in, and read your word. Because, of course, we will not be able to stand without reading and praying.
It is very prevalent that in this day and age, young people have a prayer life, have a life where they are living in the world. My pastor and my father always used to tell me, like, it's time out for just trying to live off the God of our grandparents and the God of our parents and, the God of our aunts and uncles and stuff. And we have to learn how to know God for ourselves. Like, we have a mouthpiece now where we can go to him and ask him for things and, you know, just pray to him and seeking God for counsel and things like that. It is very prevalent for you to be in the Word, because you need to know the Word. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved. Like, you have to know the Word in this day and time so you are not easily swayed in people's other beliefs, because understanding, even in this lifestyle that we're living in right now, in this lifetime, people are not going to believe in your faith. People are not going to believe just like you, but you need to know in your mind and in your spirit, like, you need to know the Word, and you need to know what you stand on. You need to know what you believe in. You need to have a good faith-based, you know, Word in you.
I am just so ecstatic how God is using you. And then you also have, like, a music career, too.
Like you said in the beginning, with being a pastor's kid, you have to know how to sing and play an instrument, because, like, I didn't have the luxury of coming to church with a game or being on my phone the whole service. So I had to either lead worship or play the instrument. So, just knowing that, you know, I started singing at a young age and then, you know, upgraded to the drums, and then I upgraded to the organ. So, you know, I've been doing that for a couple years now. And I want to say about 5 or 6 years ago, my pastor, he was preaching about Moses when he arrived at a place called Marah, and the water was bitter, and God had showed Moses a tree, and Moses had then put the tree within the water, which made the water sweet. And the pastor had told us to tell our neighbor that God is turning our bitter into better. And when I tell you, I don't even think he preached the rest of that word, because by the time he said that, I don't even think he had a musician. I think I end up getting off the organ and dancing.
Wow.
But just from that one declaration, it birthed a CD out of me that is entitled Better. And, you know, it was just songs that God had given to me in that season. And some of you have probably heard one of the songs that, you know, I sing this everywhere I go. The song called This Is the Day. And, you know, just stuff like that, and songs that he has given me for that time. And I'm telling you, once he said God is turning our bitter into better, like, it's something just clicked in my mind, and God just began to give me all these songs and stuff, and I just began to play them, because at the end of the day, I already know how to play the organ, I already know how to play the drums, so I didn't need to call anybody to help me get this vision. Now, God had already instilled in me singing and the gift of playing, so I was already ready to do what I had to do.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. So do you have a CD out that's out right now?
Yes, ma'am, I do have a CD. It is entitled Hashtag Better.
Okay.
Look on Google Play, the iTunes store. It's on all digital media outlets. And I also have a single out called Have a Little Faith, and that's out on the digital media outlets as well. And I am currently working on the CD as we speak, and I do believe that it will be released by the end of the year. So I want y'all to keep a lookout for that.
Yes, we will. That is absolutely awesome that you're doing great things. And I know in this season, God has given you vision and clarity of what he wants you to do. And you just go forward. Give us that information again that they can be able to download and get your music.
Yes, ma'am. Once again, my first CD is called Hashtag Better. It's on YouTube. I believe it's on Google Play, Spotify, Tidal, all the digital media outlets that you probably listen to. I guarantee you that it is on there. I also have a single called Have a Little Faith on there as well. So basically, if you just look up Jamal Robinson, all this information to pop up, from Hashtag Better to Have a Little Faith.
Wow. I'm going to go listen to it. I know it's awesome.
Oh, thank you so much.
Would you please encourage our listeners today that have listened to you, maybe have a prayer with them in closing, and how to get in touch with you?
I just want to encourage the people and just know, like, you know, with everything that we are going through, with all the situations, uprising, once again, in our government, in the COVID, maybe something is going on in your family, in your house during this whole time. I just encourage you to just have a little faith, because God will not leave you or forsake you. And I'm here to encourage you and let you know that it doesn't matter what your situation is, God is getting ready to make that situation better. For his word says, we've been made endure for a night, but we have to understand and believe and give God praise, because we understand that joy is coming in the morning. And I want you to be encouraged on today. I want you to be uplifted on today. And I want you to know that God loves you and he cares for you and he is always by your side. Friends may leave you, loved ones may leave you, but know that God is right there by your side and he don't plan on leaving you anytime soon. To get in contact with me, you can just simply go on Facebook and just look up Jamal Robinson. I have an Instagram. I think it's at J_Robinson15. I do have an email. It is jrobinsonministries96@gmail.com. If you would like me to come, if you would like for me to speak, preach, play, whatever, just let me know, and I'll do that. Even if you just need someone to talk to, that you have an encouraging word, I am right there for you at that email.
Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you once again for having me.
Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.
Look at your neighbor one more time and say, neighbor, have a little faith. Come on, put your hands together.
Faith is something that I cannot see. Faith is something that I must believe. Come on, can you help me say?
Faith is something that I cannot see.
Come on, sing. Faith is something I must believe.
Faith is something that I must believe.
Say, faith is something that I cannot see.
Something I must believe.
I believe in miracles. He can do the impossible. My God is unstoppable. So don't give up. Supply. Come on, sing, God is.